Augustine, His Life and Confessions, by Professor Russell Dykstra. Aurelius Augustine was born in A.D. 354 in the northern African town of Thagaste, located in present-day Algeria. Although they lived a fair distance from Rome, Augustine's family considered themselves to be decidedly Roman, hence his given name. Augustine's father, Patricius, was an unbeliever. He insisted that his son be well-schooled, convinced that this was the way to advancement in society and in life. Augustine's mother, Monica, was truly a God-fearing woman who did all she could to train Augustine in the way of faith and obedience to God. However, for the first 32 years of his life, Augustine would have no regard for his mother's instruction or admonition. He refused the way of godliness in favor of a life of fulfilling his sinful lusts. He despised Christianity because with his powerful intellect and philosophical arguments, he could overwhelm Christians. Without question, God fashioned Augustine with one of the keenest intellects in all of church history. Yet his family was of modest means and unable to provide a good education for him. In the presence of God, a wealthy man recognized Augustine's intellectual gifts and offered to finance his further education. Thus it was that at age 16, Augustine was sent to nearby Madaura to study grammar and rhetoric, and a year later to the larger city of Carthage. Introduced to Cicero, Augustine fell in love with philosophy, especially that of the Romans. When Augustine was 18, his father died. In that same year, Augustine took to living with a girl whom he called a concubine. Nowhere is the name of the woman recorded. They remained together for some 15 years until Augustine's conversion. Although they never married, they had one son, Adeodatus. In 375, at the age of 21, Augustine returned to his hometown of Thagaste to teach. He soon became dissatisfied with his position and moved back to Carthage after only a year. Later, he moved to Rome in search of another good teaching position. In his infatuation with philosophy, Augustine had become a devotee of Manichaeism. Manichaeism's source of Eastern religion was Eastern religion and philosophy, with some adaptations based on the Bible. It maintained that material things are inherently evil. In dualistic opposition to evil material, the spiritual is light and good. Manichaeism taught that the spiritual light in man longs to be delivered from the bondage of evil material. Those with a higher knowledge could hope that the spiritual good in them would one day be released and reunited with God, the spiritual. This philosophy appealed to Augustine, first because it elevated those with special knowledge, and he considered himself to be such a man. Second, he thought he could blame his corrupt life on the evil material part of him, and assure himself that the spiritual element of him was undefiled by his sins. Ultimately, however, Manichaeism failed to satisfy Augustine, for it could not answer his questions about life and the order of the universe. Yet, Augustine still despised Christianity intellectually and morally, and turned next to Neoplatonism, a modification of Plato's philosophy with an emphasis on the unseen spiritual and the eternal. Evidence of his struggles with these anti-Christian philosophies appear in Augustine's Confessions. In 383, Augustine moved to Milan, Italy, to accept a position as a professor of rhetoric. There he frequented the worship services led by Ambrose, the Bishop of Milan. Augustine's motive was to observe and learn from the capable preacher. God's purpose was that Augustine sat under faithful preaching of the gospel. Augustine's mother caught up with him in Milan as well. In about 386 or 387, her prayers were answered when God converted Augustine from a life of sin and unbelief to faith in Jesus Christ. Both Augustine and his son Adeodatus were baptized. Not long afterward, Monica died. The radically changed Augustine returned to North Africa in 389. In a relatively short period of time, Augustine endured two severe blows: the unexpected deaths of his son and of a close friend. In 391, he moved to Hippo in North Africa and started a monastery. He was soon ordained a priest and began preaching. He was actively engaged in defending Christianity against the false claim of Manichaeism. In 395, he was consecrated the bishop of Hippo. He faithfully fulfilled the duties of his office, especially in preaching and writing, until his death in 430. This brief biography hardly does justice to the fascinating life of Augustine, nor to the powerful use God made of him. The rest of this issue of the Standard Bearer will flesh out some of his genius, his theology, and his significance to the Church of Jesus Christ. Interested readers are urged to do further reading.